Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Evansville Wrights made it official and complete, beating Evansville Central 70-61 in the snow-delayed Evansville North Sectional back on Monday. So Michael Adams' second-ranked Panthers, 26-1, and second-ranked in the state, take on the New Albany Bulldogs, who are ranked 5th and have won 16 in a row and stand 23-2, and that's Game 2 at Barney Scott Gym on Saturday. But we're interested in that 10 o'clock opener when J.R. Holmes sends out his own Panthers of South against Franklin Central, a team they put 86 on back in January, winning by 21. But as J.R. was telling me, not unexpected, here's John Rocky, who has them dialed in at the right time of year. The Flashes won the Whiteland Sectional, and while their record is 8-15, half of those victories now have come since the end of February.
Shot well, but they didn't have two of their starters. They had the starting guard average 12 or 13, was out with a knee injury, and he came back 3 weeks later. And then they had the sophomore who averages 12 or 14, Pedigo, was sick, and he tried to play him a little bit in the first quarter and took him out and didn't play him anymore.
Yeah.
So they had two players that are playing for him now. They beat Ben Davis at the end of the season. I knew they was on a roll because he's a good coach, and they got four, five, six really good players.
Well, they're being led by 6'4", strong guard Marcus Burke. He's a 205-pound quick scorer, averaging 19 points as his average, headed down to Seymour for that ball game on Saturday. South had five in double figures. JR was mentioning the Flashes caught South on a warm night on the Holmes court. They were led by Tucker Blackwell's 18. South shot 62%, including 10 of 15 from behind the line. Our coverage Saturday begins at 9:30. The title game set for 8 o'clock. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we're all excited about the NCAA live coverage of the 2015 Hoops Tournament that starts with the 3-hour selection show announcement Sunday that we'll be carrying starting at 6, and then the games begin March 19th from various sites. Well, a month from now, Brian Price's Cincinnati Reds take to the airwaves with 115 games starting April 8th when they host the Pirates at the Great American Ballpark. Reds getting in spring training down in Goodyear, Arizona, playing a game over 500 through 8 exhibitions. At a chance recently to catch up when they were in town with former Reds bullpen ace starting his 9th year as radio and TV analyst Jeff Brantley, and we talked storylines developing leading up to opening day.
Well, I think probably the biggest, at least in my estimation, is how everybody responds from last year health-wise. Do you have Joey Votto back to the kind of strength that everybody expects? Same thing with Jay, same thing with Brandon for that matter. I think besides that, there'll be some new looks in the bullpen, obviously new looks in the rotation, and that will probably be the most competitive spot, is the last couple of guys in that rotation. Now, even more so if Homer Bailey is not ready to pitch. No league's going to be ready. You know you're going to have Cueto, but with Bailey coming off surgery, there's still a little bit of question mark as to whether he'll be ready or not come the end of spring training. We play in a hitter's ballpark, and you got a guy that goes out and pitches the way Cueto did with an ERA below 2. I think there's a lot to be said about that. It's a whole different baby when you're pitching in a ballpark, when you make a mistake, and it's not just a base hit, it's a home run.
Jeff Brantley, radio and TV analyst for Cincinnati. Jeff was mentioning Homer Bailey had surgery last fall for a torn flexor tendon in his right elbow. He's been throwing bullpen sessions. He'll continue that regimen the rest of this week, but things do look a bit promising, but his return not anticipated until later in the year. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.